All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Parks Garner, and welcome to Business Casual. And this will be a show that's just kind of whatever. I mean, it's a podcast. Whatever happens, whatever happens. So basically, I am a songwriter. I play guitar. I am a huge movie buff. I love video games. And I guess I'm kind of into politics. I don't know if we'll touch on that in this show. We probably will. We don't know.
Hopefully.
And hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's basically me. All right, Bradley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a PC enthusiast. Your boy knows everything from PC hardware all the way up to, I don't know, you know, PC stuff. Anyway, yeah, play violin, you know, do Bradley stuff, I guess, which you will find out later in the show about what I do. And yeah, that's me.
It's dope.
It is.
All right, Clayton.
Oh, my turn? Or those? Oh, whatever.
Well, Jackson's going last.
Yeah. Here, okay. You guys are my name is Clayton. I'm a big soccer player right now. And shut up. I play the cello and have some friends Bradley and all that. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you do that. I am sort of an airsoft enthusiast, but I don't have enough money to buy good stuff. And, yeah. And I game. Like a lot.
Yes, sir. All right, Jackson. What you all about?
I am an artist. I draw pretty pictures.
Very pretty pictures.
I am pretty good when it comes to history. I am a certified funny man.
Okay.
And that's really it. I tried to come up with something good.
Certified funny man.
I draw art and play video games. That's all I do. So.
Jackson's new quote, I'm certified funny man. So.
Okay.
Well, guys, so since this is our pilot episode, I think we should make it as awkward as possible for our viewers.
Okay.
What do y'all think of 9/11?
Oh, now we can't say that, Jack.
Yeah, no memes about that.
We'll
no memes about
that. We can cut that out in post.
Hopefully.
All
right.
Yeah.
How have y'all been treating your quarantine?
Build computer. Play on computer. I win.
Why, yes.
How about you, Parks? What are you
I've been trying to get on that Smash grind for Super Smash Bros. I don't know. It's just like, it's really not fun not being able to go to tournaments because online tournaments suck. Oh, we just lost Clayton.
He's been lost.
We have lost Clayton.
Parks, you can come to my house and I can watch you play Smash.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. All right, Clayton. Please, we need him back. What happened?
But, you know,
I think we should just continue, and if he joins back, he joins back.
All right, that's good. Well, anyways, I've just not been doing anything, so it's been pretty chill. I'm just so glad AP exams are done. Yes. So, Clayton's back, by the way.
We are. You took AP.
That is very.
We are all officially seniors.
I know, it is crazy. Like,
it's great.
Just this journey from being a boy to being a senior man is
being a boy to a man.
Being a boy to man.
Yo, could anyone actually hear me?
I can hear you, Clayton.
Yeah. I hear you, sweetie.
Yeah, my mic is screwing up, but yeah, I'm fine.
Yay! I'm kind of glad.
So what are the... What did everyone take for AP? Or was I not here to hear
I that? Took nothing because I'm cool.
Dude, I know you did, Bradley.
What did you say?
Bragging about that the whole year, Bradley.
Huh?
Yo,
shut up.
Did y'all see that? I saw this really funny image of this guy's AP exam basically got voided because he took it on his Xbox One S. So funny.
Did he type it?
Honestly, like... I think that should just be mad respect for taking your AP exam on an Xbox.
Did you type in the chat?
Like, without a doubt.
That's fantastic.
Like, do you know how hard that would be to answer a prompt with, like, your Xbox, like, chat pad?
Not too bad.
Like, literally just, like, I mean, it would take a long while, though. Like, you just have to focus on your, like, tiny keyboard. It's probably, like, the size of your palm.
It would take
a while. Just typing away with your thumbs.
Yeah, dude. Like
you probably missed the time by a little bit.
How would you copy and paste, though?
Oh, God.
That's what I want to know. Or do you type in a Google Doc and, like, the internet?
You use the controller thumbstick to, like, select all the
image. You went left, right, up, down, up, down.
You accidentally press the wrong key, it wipes the whole thing.
That's absolutely terrible.
Dude, but I would like to say, I've probably got the easiest prompt any human being would ever receive on an AP exam.
Yeah, me too.
For what exam? What exam?
We can't discuss it.
AP US history.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Okay. Listen to the question I received. All
right. No, we can't discuss it.
We can't talk about it. Dino sauce.
You know,
the conspiracy.
Dino sauce is gone,
though. Dino sauce?
They took over the subreddit.
It's all hentai now.
I know. I saw it. It's beautiful.
It's so funny.
It is. Well, anyways, my prompt, I kid you not, was literally how the American Revolution changed American society.
Oh,
that was it.
Oh my gosh.
How did it happen? It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
I got progressive era.
I'm the only
one. I'm really sorry to hear that.
No, the prompt was easy as crap. Okay.
I got I got play on computer.
Oh, shut up. How many times have I said this? This whole thing.
I got play on computer.
I got play. Yeah, dude. So the documents were so stupid. They did an image for, like, the populist party, and they said, how does this affect, like, the progressive era? And you're like, bruh, he's running for president. What do you want from me? Stupid man. Anyway, yeah, that's my story.
Do y'all have any jobs right now?
I don't.
Y'all work?
I don't know. My job situation is kind of weird right now. Oh. Like,
really?
They told me, like, they were going to close down for a little bit. And I was like, okay. And then they opened back up, and they haven't texted me back. So, I don't know.
That's awkward. Maybe they fired you, but they just didn't want to say anything.
No, they probably didn't, because I literally did nothing wrong. They probably just don't have enough money for me.
I'm secretly an Olive Garden employee, but all I do is eat their food and leave.
Shut up, Clayton.
That sounds
it
so
does.
Awesome.
I'm just Clayton. Snag their breadsticks and leave.
You liar.
So y'all know how I work at Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
and I want
odd.
To come see you.
So
again.
Anyways, so my manager, Brandon, he puts in the Scoop Crew group chat. He starts talking about how actually I need to give you some background first of all. We have this one customer. We call her Big Lots Lady. She has about 17
lady.
Teeth in total. Yeah, she has about 17 teeth in total. Basically, she's the pickiest person you'll ever meet. For a person that works at Big Lots, surprisingly. I mean, not going to lie. Like, if you're working at Big Lots, like, why do you have so much maintenance, dude? Like, why is your maintenance so high?
Because
tell
they
me right now.
Big Lots.
They always get angry. It's a frustration building.
No, so the one thing she always orders is a large world-class chocolate shake. Okay.
Okay. Shut up.
And then the thing is,
I don't know
about her world-class chocolate shake.
What is it?
Okay, so world-class chocolate, it is white and milk chocolate mousse.
Ooh.
And it's very good.
Continue the story part.
But anyways, so Big Lots Lady, every time she's like, you've not made it thick enough. Put more ice cream in there. So basically, we kind of just give each other like really confused looks because Brandon has always told us there's only one recipe for the milkshake. And I'm just like, okay, boss man. So basically, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I really do not want to make this thick milkshake. And then Big Lots Lady says, man, your coworker over there, she points at Caroline. Which is one of my coworkers. She goes to Franklin. She says, she's a baddie. And I kind of just looked at myself. I looked around the room. And I'm just like, I cannot believe this is happening. Like, she called her a baddie.
That's fantastic.
That is amazing.
Dude.
No. I would have lost it.
And it's just, like, she comes in on so many occasions. I mean, and she gets mad, like, every single time. And she only has one person. She trusts Cooper Allen, one of my coworkers. He's also a... Yeah, he works with me. She trusts him to make the thickest of shit. And it's just so weird. It's so weird.
That sounds like a love story.
It is a love story. It's a love story that ends with an awful ending. Basically, Brandon sent to the group chat today. He just said, okay. All right, I'll actually read you.
The love story would be called Thick Creamy Love.
Creamy Lost Lady.
I love how none of y'all have seen what I'm doing in the Discord chat.
Oh, I can't get out of this or it'll, like, screw me over. Hey. Shut up.
Weenor.
Shut up, Peter Griffin.
Lewis. I can't even do that. Lewis.
Hey, get ready to cut this out.
Breast milk, Lewis. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, no.
So, Parks, what you got?
Oh, wait, yeah. Parks, you got it? You got Parks? Parks? Uh-oh. Well, Wally's gone. I'll tell my story.
No, please.
Please let me. So, I work at Sonic, right?
No, you don't even work.
Not right now, because my parents told me not to. But shut up. You have a bad job.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that. So, basically, so my phone disconnected the chat because I, for some reason, it just won't let me leave. So basically, so back to what I was saying, my manager, Brandon, he basically just ended up saying, hey, do not serve world-class chocolate lady anymore. She's done. I hate her. If she gets mad, tell her she can talk to corporate. And it was so awesome. So good.
Clap noises.
Now it's going to become like a Romeo and Juliet thing with like Cooper and Big
Lots
Lady. Yeah,
that would have been sick.
Oh, man. Big Lots Lady was just someone else, truly.
All right.
Not going to lie.
I've never run into someone like that.
Parks. So,
yes.
Continuing off of work stories. So, I work at Sonic. Okay. And I don't right now, but I have a couple stories from being a cook. So the floors are kind of wet after kind of cleaning them up at the end of the day.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I know. But these two girls who work in the fountain up front, they were
cool. That like that cut out so many times.
Yeah, you know, because he glitched out. He left. He disconnected.
Oh, that's fun.
That's so sad. I just, literally just like right before we start the story.
I have a work story. While he is gone.
Okay. What's the dog doing?
So, I used to work. I'm not going to say which company. I used to work for a tech company, and I was the IT admin. And so, basically, what that means.
Okay.
It was an over-glorified,
okay. Jesus Christ.
It was an over-glorified, go here, fix this.
Can I continue my story?
Well, you should have thought of that before.
I didn't mean to. My phone, turned off, okay?
All right,
anyway,
let Clayton finish.
Yeah, please. Cool. So, these girls are running around, and they don't care that the floor is slippery. And I'm standing there, trying to get fries out of the freezer. And I look up, and she's, running towards me. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's going to turn the corner right. The floor is wet.
Another love story.
She slips and just kicks me straight in the dong. It was she was going 180 degrees straight into me. I fell to the ground, and she's on the ground. And there's whatever they were throwing, it was like some ice cream or something. Some weird, it might have been mayo. I didn't even know what it was. They were just running around with it. I mean, I'm soaking wet, too, because the ground is, just terrible. So, yeah, I got kicked in the nuts at full force, full speed.
That's actually so sick.
At Sonic, yeah.
Maximum overdrive.
Maximum, yes.
It's kind of epic.
It is.
All right, Jackson, continue with your story.
Yeah, so as I was saying, I was in IT, and I went around and fixed people's computers and, had to fix them when they had to do that. When they messed up and stuff and got viruses because they were idiots and decided to Like, you know, when, like, if you've ever installed a Minecraft mod before, there's like those obvious virus.
Don't just be talking about Minecraft mods in here.
They like
acting like everyone in the audience actually does Minecraft mods.
Bro, who does that? Anyway, continue.
They would click every single one of those links and download it because they thought it would help. And so I remember there was this one guy I absolutely despised, and he had, I'm not joking, 10 different antivirus software.
Did they all go against each other like a giant war?
Yes. It was the
fun. That's so awesome.
No, it's not. That wasn't
happening. That's
it's
so
the
cool.
Worst thing I've ever seen.
This is Star Wars. Anyway, continue.
And I remember, going to him and saying, like, "What did you do?" And he's just like, "I was just installing the antivirus software, like it told me." I'm like, "It was just giving you a virus. It says it's using 50% of your CPU."
It's a powerful antivirus.
I can only play Gmod. What's happening?
And so he's just like, "Well, I was just doing what it told me to." I'm like, "Yeah, don't do that."
That's sick. How long did it take?
I really hope the people that are watching this podcast episode know what any of that PC lingo is.
I think they know what
an antivirus Minecraft mods.
They will know what an antivirus is, but I don't think they will know what a CPU is.
I
want to
know what a Minecraft mod is.
It's like the brain. Imagine like using your like 50%, like using all of your brain capacity.
Parks.
Like what you're doing to a computer.
Parks.
CPU.
I think everybody knows what a CPU is.
No, I don't think everybody.
That's like the basic module of everything, pretty much. Now, if you're like, yeah, I got some gunk, like stuff up in my M.2 slot on my B450 motherboard. You know, like. No one's gonna know that. Listen.
28 gigabytes.
When we will have audience members, they're like, let's say my parents join in, okay? And they hear the word CPU.
Well, then they get this.
They'll walk into my room, and they'll say, "Son, what is a CPU?"
Well, child,
they're boomers.
Child, I'm not gonna say.
Look,
that.
Look, okay. My parents aren't boomers. They are Gen X. Okay. Big difference.
Okay. I said that much difference. Louder.
Really?
Yes. He said they are Gen X.
Yes, they are Gen X.
I find great offense. I find great offense that you call my parents boomers.
Well, they're boomers.
They are
boomy, right. Boomy, boom.
Like, are we even allowed to say boomer? I think we have to say boomer.
I think it's fine.
Are you sure?
We're contractually obligated.
Contractually.
Okay.
I guess we're saying boomer.
State.
I feel so dirty saying boomer and not boomer.
God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Bro, why does no one say goomber, bro? Goomber. No?
It's Goomba. It's always been the Goombas for Mario. Hard. It's always been like that.
Imagine just Mario. Like,
I feel like our podcast is going to get taken down because we're just making so many references.
Listen, we're not going to say anything bad, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, okay, yeah, it's not like we're going to say the N-word. Like, that's racist.
Nemo is what he's saying.
Yeah, it's Nemo.
Nigeria.
Don't say the Nemo word, please. No, Nemo words.
Anyway.
Please, bro.
Any more? I have some more Sonic stories, but y'all guys can.
I actually have another basket story. Bradley's not saying any stories yet. I gotta let him say something.
Hey, I got you a story. Okay. So, one day, there was a man named Jebediah.
Jebediah?
did he come from Pakistan? Where did he come from?
Hey, no. He came from Detroit.
Oh, that's even better.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not going to say that story. Anyway, I was in Japan, right? You know, I was in an anime store with my sister. And literally, I was sitting there. And I look over at a book that, you know, had some graphic stuff on it. And I look over at my dad. And I point at the book, and I go, "Oh, big a boob," in that exact voice. And like eight people looked at me.
all Asians.
I never wanted to get out of a place so much in that moment. Well, no, I was going to tell that story. I was going to tell that story, and then I thought of this.
Then he thought of the story, and he said no.
But anyway.
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I left that store. But pretty much, we leave that store. We go to Starbucks, right? And I look over at a table right next, kind of next to us. And these three Japanese dudes. One of them pulls out a bag, right?
Oh, no.
And in it holds a figure of a naked anime woman. And they all pointed at it, and I swear to God, they all were like, "Oh!" I almost freaked out laughing.
Oh, big full female.
Seriously, it was the worst thing ever.
I cannot believe.
It's scary. Dude,
I would join in. I'd be like, "Oh,
go to the table."
I would also point.
It is so scary, Bradley.
The Yakuza.
Dude, there is so much crap. Like the freaking maid cafe that was pretty much just a crack house. But the whole inside was pink. It was like 85 degrees in there. And all of them came over. I was like, "Oh, hi, how can I help you?" And I was like sitting there. I was like, "What the heck?" And it was literally $100 for each person.
No way.
Just to sit there and eat crappy food.
Wait, Bradley.
Dude, it's Japanese Hooters. It's what made Japanese.
No, Femboy Hooters is better. What?
And I want to know if it's true.
Oh my god.
Femboy Hooters. Oh yeah, sorry, Jackson.
Hold on, guys, be quiet. Jackson's trying to talk.
There's like these things I've heard that are there. Isn't there like if you're not careful, there's like Japanese.
Don't say the word. Fornication rings.
No, say the S word on our first day.
You can say that, but no, that's just a myth. Those don't really exist.
Oh, okay.
Not for foreigners, at least, because they really don't like.
I've heard like Japanese people like abandon their grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, yep. They just abandon their old people that they take care of in, like, the middle of nowhere and just leave them be.
No.
Which it honestly, is part of tradition.
Oh, they kind of do that. They put them on a rice farm and they're like, bye-bye.
It sounds like a local policy, yeah.
They drop them off in China. Bye-bye.
Oh, oh, you are no use to the family anymore.
Logan Paul's next vlog video.
Oh no, please stop.
We put you on the rice farm, every day.
Just because of everything.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Dude, if the myth,
we'll make
if
it explicit,
the podcast can stay up for what all the stuff they talk about, we can talk about whatever.
Listen, the people that follow me on Instagram will be okay with the stuff that we
all say. Right, all
Let's
right.
Let's be honest
right.
here.
I guess we're
yeah,
with that.
Same.
Well, I got another Sonic story. It's very.
Oh, that's what I don't care about disabled people.
Oh my gosh, Bradley. Please.
I literally saw only one. I literally only saw one special needs kid, and the mom looks like she's about to shoot herself.
Oh no. Please stop, Bradley. So, oh my god.
Too funny.
They literally don't.
Japan is scary.
Society.
Anyway, please, Bradley. Sonic story. This is one dude. Everyone kept talking about how he can, like, you know, deep throat a hot dog. Okay.
I can do that on weekends.
Like, okay, we thought, it's probably just like not much, and they're joking, right? Like, you know, joking around. But buddy, old pal, that's funny, right? He takes a foot long, right? He gets it about 3/4 down there. I'm like, whoa, what? Dude, I was like, this man.
I can do that on a weekend with the homies.
My break. Would you like to go on break? Woo. Anyway.
Clayton, don't get
don't call me fruity, Bradley.
So he didn't, like, throw up a hot dog or anything? He didn't, like, have, like, a bad gag reflex?
No, it's just terrible. He didn't have one.
He's a champ, Parks.
Dude, honestly, he is a champ. All right, anyway, so I got another Baskin story, all right? So me and Logan, my coworker, we were working one lonely Baskin night. in the winter. Two man running the Baskin Fort. And basically, we have a ghost tour walk by, okay? Ghost tours are pretty common in downtown Franklin. They come by all the time. That is true. Anyways, so this one guy, he walks in and he says, "Guys, I really need to use the bathroom." And, like, I could just smell the wine on him. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know how much he's drinking. But, I mean, after what he says next, I kind of figure it out. He's like, "Guys, look, I had an entire bottle of wine. I really need to use the restroom." And, you know, at Baskin, we're not allowed to let people use our restroom because it's for employees only. And me and Logan just look at each other, which, like, "I'm sorry, sir, but we can't let you use the restroom." As usual. But then he says, "Listen, guys, listen. I will give you both $20 if you let me use that restroom." Me and Logan didn't even, like, think like 1 second after. Like, not even a second after. We're just like, "Go ahead. 1,000%, go ahead." So he uses the restroom. And he walks back out. He's like, "Thanks, guys." Then they literally just walked out the door. It's like, man, he forgot to give us $20. So hopefully
– chase him down.
Yes. I mean, no, we never chase him down. It would be kind of childish of us. But sadly –
"Dude, my money.
Sadly,
you owe me rent.
Sadly, we did not get
it's overdue.
Parks.
It is overdue. Yes, Brandon. Or not Brandon.
Would you allow me to use Bassarama's bathroom if I ever came in?
No.
Jeez.
Dang it.
I'm always afraid, Brandon.
What a friend you are.
Sorry.
I can't walk in the bathroom, Robin.
Oh, yeah, that's also
why. Oh, yeah. Nut.
Peanut butter allergy.
But don't just say nut, Briley. It just doesn't.
Why?
It doesn't work.
It's
you could have said nut that? Allergy.
What's the problem? Look at the Discord chat.
Hee hee. Hee hee. Nut.
I'm not offended by it.
Hee hee. He said the
N-word. Uh-oh. Nemo.
Bradley posted 4 funnies. In Discord.
I'll see him after the podcast. I'll see him after the
Okay, yeah. Good.
I'll see what the dog doing.
What is the dog doing?
What the dog doing?
What
the dog doing?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Now it's time for Yo Mama Joke Minute.
Oh, this is... That's terrifying.
Okay, guys.
Don't. No,
this
don't
is Bradley it. With no. Yo Mama... With material insults. Your mama's so fat she got on a scale and it said, "I need your weight, not your number."
Oh, look, you scared off Clayton.
Well, I'm still continuing. Your mama is so ugly she tried to join the ugly contest and they said, "Sorry, no professionals." Ha ha ha. Funny.
Have you seen that video? Have you seen that video where it's a... What's that
I'm
channel that makes like all the Yo Mama jokes? No, I don't care.
Yo Mama,
you're done, Bradley. You're done. You're done.
Shut up.
No, that's right.
Shut up. You're done. Serious. I'm actually serious.
Is he still talking about Yo Mama jokes?
Yo Mama is so ugly. She made jokes. One direction, go the other direction.
Stop. Dude,
Yo Mama's so stupid. She put 2 quarters in her ear and thought she was listening to 50 Cent.
Yo Mama, so
your daddy's
stupid.
So dummy thick. He out Chungus.
No, please.
Chungus.
That video is like the most awful video really I've ever seen. Just seeing bad. Big Chungus just. Oh my
Can
gosh.
We not
like,
turn
just
this
so
into
foul.
Yo Mama
big
jokes?
Chungus, big Chungus, big Chungus, big
no.
Big Chungus.
Brother, please.
We are...
My retinals, my earlobes, they're all burning. My retinals.
Your retinals?
My eyes.
Your mama's so fat, she went to the movies and sat next to everybody.
Bradley, stop. Please.
No.
Your mama's so dirty, even Roach didn't live with her.
Stop. Just
Bradley,
stop.
Your minute's done.
Your mama is so dumb, she bought tickets to Xbox.
Okay, that was good. Left. But Parks did leave.
Parks actually left.
He said, "No, I'm done."
What
an idiot.
What a
man.
Nerd. Okay, guys, this concludes
no,
it for today's
not,
episode.
No,
please
not
like,
working.
Subscribe.
We are not ending it on Yo Mama.
Come on. But, it has to end on Yo Mama but, jokes.
We were, like, continuing
oh, there
this,
is.
Like, longer.
All right, hello. All right,
Parks
sorry.
Is back. Thanks, guys,
oh, sorry,
for
guys.
No,
I accidentally left.
Yeah, Parks had to Make sure his mom wasn't momming it up.
Exactly. What?
What?
Also, my sister was calling me. I just said, nope, hanging you up. Podcast done.
Wait, what are you guys thinking about, like, the length of the video for just the pilot episode? I think 45 minutes.
Wait, I think maximum, we should have max 30-minute episodes. I think that should be our max, 1,000%.
Well, it's 31 minutes right now.
So do you want to end it for the first one?
I think this is a pretty good stopping point for our first one.
Okay. Yeah, can I do the outro? Can I do the outro?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Thanks, guys, for listening in to another episode, or should I say the first episode of Business Casual with your boy Jackson, Parks, Clayton,
this is not
and Bradley.
Right.
Thank you. And Clayton
okay,
Triple X.
We're not doing
our...
it
oh,
like
cringe.
That. No. We're not. No. No,
see you all next week, everybody.
We love
all
you.
All of our audience, y'all are blessed.
Cut
love
that out.
Love all of you.
Love
you
all.
Thank you, boys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye.